How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The net value of export trade, very good for the beef industry. Back on that in just a moment.
What does red mean? At Case IH, it means power, efficiency, versatility. The Case IH family of tractors and hay tools helps you get the job done. To get even more done, visit your local Case IH dealer today and enter for a chance to win a new 2012 Ram truck and a year's worth of fuel. Plus, get great deals on balers, windrowers, and Farmall, Maxim, and Puma tractors during our Field of Deals sales event. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Neighbors or friends at Sutphin Canada want to remind you their next upcoming sale is this Friday, March 9th at Winter Livestock, La Junta, Colorado, starting 12 noon Mountain Time. They'll be selling 50 big, stout, two-year-old Angus, Red Angus, Limousine, Limiflex, and Charolais bulls. Bulls are fertility tested and guaranteed for 90 days. They'll also be selling 80 Angus pairs. For more information, contact John Sutphin, 719-940-3729, or visit their website, sutphincattle.com. Executive Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb, joining us once again today, courtesy of our friends Eric Atkinson and the K-State Radio Network. According to Jim Robb, they've got a brand new study that they've released at the LMIC called The Net Value of Export Trade.
Well, overall, sometimes we forget about, we tend to focus on beef exports and beef imports, and the U.S. does some of both. But we have a lot of other products that are also tied to this industry, from the hide to the tallows, and those overall products. And then we tend to look at the export value of those products, which in 2011 was record large. In fact, we put all those products together and we put them on a dollar basis. Our beef export value in 2011 was up nearly $2 billion, or over 20% compared to 2010. Certainly was a major reason we had record high cattle prices. Now, when we come to the net side, we tend to subtract out the value of imports. The U.S. does import feeder cattle and some beef items, et cetera. Those were actually rather flat year to year in 2011. So when we talk about net export value, we're taking all these products from beef to hides to liver, et cetera. And we're subtracting the import value of those products, which are feeder cattle and some beef items. And we have a net value. And that gives us at least a ballpark idea as to whether this overall trade in the beef context is adding or subtracting from the value of the U.S. cattle and beef industry. And that value was positive again in 2011. It's been positive for each of the last two or three years following the BSE years, which were very negative in the export context. And the year-to-year increase in net export value was over $1.8 billion, new money essentially into the beef industry from these export markets. And that $1.8 billion is a very large amount if we do that calculation, for example, on a per head basis. So this is, you know, this was really the major supportive factor.